Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I hate me.
I hated that. No, hey, I love you. I said I hated that. I hated that. That's
well,
what I
said. That and me were very connected a moment ago.
Okay. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep. Let's go home.
Happy Hanukkah, Tillards.
Oh my God. You're right. You're right.
We got to set the Tillards thing. I hate it.
You said it first. I actually had omitted Tillards from my vocabulary.
Oddly enough, when we listened back actually on the podcast last week, I heard your intro of Tillards and I was like, I hate that. I hate it. It's not
and
for us.
So how did we end up here with an intro of Tillards?
I wanted to hear if it sounds better in my voice.
Oh, than mine.
Answer's no.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know, survey says no one likes it. So Tillards out. Tilly's in.
Survey says.
How do you think we would do on Family Feud?
You know what? Is Family Feud the one where it's like...
Oh, not Family Feud. Or is it Family Feud or is it...
Family Feud's the one where you're like...
Scattergories.
I love Scattergories.
We should turn Scattergories into a TV show.
I think Family Feud's the one where it's like you have to like name six things in a bathroom or in a bathroom. Yeah. Those ones, right?
And or no, it's more like... something that comes up when you're on the road.
Right. And it like takes the most common answers and you get the points. Yeah. I think we do pretty good. Our brains process things very differently. And I think that actually be an asset for us.
Until it's not. Yeah.
Until it's not. But it's like having to.
You know what? Stop right here. Family Feud producers. And I'm very glad that you're all listening. We're interested in going on.
Big fans of the show.
They should just do that, but a couple version.
That would be very good.
It's a great way to end a couple.
Yeah. Well, I actually know a couple who went on Amazing Race as an engaged couple and came back not engaged. Not engaged.
Welcome back to Wild Till 9. Stop, drop, roll, rate the pod.
Rate the pod.
And you know what? Spotify's Wrapped came out this week. Looks like a lot of you have been stopping, dropping, and rolling and
rating.
And
well, I guess that's on Apple, but...
Still.
Yeah. You know what? I actually had a lot of Tillards reach out and say that they were like, oh man, I'm so bummed that like, I don't get to show this off because like I watch on YouTube.
Right.
But I mean, like there's obviously like, it's a different.
Like, okay, got it. Sure. Okay. I'm like, we were number one on a lot of people's lists.
I'm so flattered.
I'm only flattered when I look at number two, number three, number four.
Yeah.
And I don't go, oh my God, are we like the same type of people as those pods? But some I'm like, yeah, that fucks.
Yeah. Or you can see like all of the similarities, like the amount of podcasts where I feel like it was like us, pretty basic, Emma Chamberlain's podcast. Who was the other person? Other like YouTuber lifestyle, like girls, all of those, I feel like fell into the same category kind of. And a lot of people had like us as just like a mix of their top five.
Everyone's favorite third wheel date that they get to go on every week.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's why I love podcasts. I love
Damn, why didn't we go third wheel?
That would be a good ass name.
What were we thinking?
That would have been so good.
All right, our next podcast we're going to start, that one will be called Third Wheel.
I told Jimmy that I think it's time that we do a new podcast cover.
I don't want to take a picture.
I know you don't want to take a picture. I just feel like we need to have a refresh.
We do.
It's time.
I have been refreshing my Tesla app over and over and over and over again,
yeah,
hoping that I would have a good excuse, mm-hmm, to have a new vehicle in my life that, uh-huh, I liked driving.
Yeah.
And I am immediately going to go and rebook an annual, and I'm going to pay the whole year, all up front.
Gym membership.
I'm not kidding. And I think I'm trying to find someone who is going to be a professional at helping me figure out how to say no more in my personal and professional life.
This is all
at the same time.
Yes.
And I don't want to take a picture until that person's figured out.
Okay, fine. That's fair. Also, I love this for you. I love the idea. And I think I actually tried to offer this up as an idea during your last like mental breakdown of like the potential of like a life coach.
Please allow this to be my idea.
Despite it being your idea.
Let's be clear.
It only works when the recipient of the life coach wants the life coach.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm just paying a pretty premium to manipulate someone's time.
Yes, exactly.
And also waste theirs.
Right, 100%. And also, it's probably a very expensive waste of both of your times.
Yeah.
So anyways, I love that for you. I think it's a great idea. The same way that like I do therapy every single week and like I make such a point to be like, no one fucking book my Wednesday at 2 p.m. because I do therapy. This is brain workout and I need to do it.
There's nothing more awkward than walking in on Lauren in therapy.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, fucking get out. I'm working at my brain problems.
Actually, I gotta give a couple more things that are more awkward, but.
But it's up there. It's like top five for sure. It's top five for sure. Move along, Jeremy.
Anyway, so that happened.
I love that you're wearing a Lakers hoodie. Last week it was me and the Lakers and someone made a comment. They're like, oh shit, like Jeremy does one deal. Here we go. Biggest Lakers fan.
Here we
fan.
Go.
Hang on. There was also a comment that just had me fucking cracking up. And it was like, so now that Jeremy's done this deal, does that mean there'll be less pod ads? Because I think that they were under the impression that this $700 million deal was going into your pocket, maybe?
I'll have to check the contract.
And although that would be super nice.
This deal has done nothing but make me busier.
Yeah.
Nothing but make me busier.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And also was not a $700 million paycheck.
That's what I think that they insinuated that they have. That's how they had interpreted that podcast.
Got it.
And
okay.
That, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Listen. Would be cool if that were to be the case.
Would be nice. And I mean, if you made $700 million, I would like to think that we would do less pod ads,
or less podcasts.
Babe, would you quit the pod if you made $700 million? Tillys, I want you to remember this moment right now because when this podcast unravels and you'll know why.
It's funny that I think that I might, despite us not actually pulling a single dollar out of the account since we started.
Right.
So I'm not sure why I think that. I think that if I made $700 million, I would want to take a break from everything for a minute.
Right. So it's not personal to the Tillards.
I want a clean break. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you guys just, you know, if I go missing, I'm either dead or a billionaire.
Right. And so depending on how my life factors into your financials,
yeah,
I might still be doing the pod by myself.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying like if I'm not part of that little jackpot, then I still got to be out here fending for myself like the peasant that I am next to that paycheck.
I'm hoping that you're going to make the $700 million and I just get to ride those coattails.
So I actually would love you to make that money and then I get to ride the coattails. Mm,
we'll discuss after the podcast.
Right.
What a week.
It's fucking Vlogmas day two. And so if you don't know what Vlogmas is, it's this psychotic thing that YouTubers do where I daily vlog. You make a video every single day leading up until Christmas. And when I tell you that I had drama on day one, baby, I'm having a bit of a mental breakdown. I would say that we both are not in our clearest and crispiest mental health states today.
Well, I mean, crispy kind of makes you think of like a burnt crust. And I feel kind of burnt crust.
Feel a little burnt,
yeah.
Crusties?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I understand that. Like fried, like brain fried.
Right.
Yeah, crispy. Right. You're right. Yeah. You're right. I guess I was thinking like like bright, crisp, and pristine type of brain. And that is not the brain that we currently have.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to the down season of like, you know, in January, it's like, nothing's happening.
January and February is so slow and I love it. I love it so much.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we also did a lot of traveling last week.
We did a lot of traveling.
And in a short period of time, which I feel like also kind of contributes to the...
chaos, the mental anguish. Yeah.
The mental breakdown,
the decaying of my mental state.
Yes. I think that was the word I used earlier.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's okay. I mean,
in some ways we're thriving.
Are you thriving?
There's a couple things that I've done recently that I'm like, well,
look at my sweater. A Remy Ashton original.
Unbothered and thriving?
I just want to be very clear that today I am bothered and not thriving. This is a 100% 2 for 2. None of these words relate to my mental state currently.
Okay.
I am bothered and I am not thriving.
Yeah.
I am bothered and unthriving.
Yeah. you know, but like, I think that's everything just ebbs and flows. The moment one thing's doing great, the other one sucks.
Yeah.
But next, I haven't had a New Year's resolution since I learned what they were.
Okay.
They're dumb. I have all the resolutions for next year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't even really mapped them out yet. I don't even want to talk about them yet because I haven't flushed them out yet. But listen, like, I will try and get to them because next year's going to be big for about 74 reasons.
Will you give us one or two?
I'm turning 30.
Oh, shit.
And...
y'all have a car? Hopefully.
Maybe. Mark my words. If January rolls around and a Tesla Model S is not in that driveway, I'm going to go straight. And I mean straight. To the Toyota lot. I'm buying a gently used Toyota Camry and I'm going to use that car.
Until you die.
Until I die.
Camrys go like 500,000 miles. It's insane.
500,000? What was wrong with it?
Yeah, right.
Oh, literally. I got a lemon? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Because I'm going to go and I'm going to say, sir, can I have that one? They're going to go, of course you can. And I'll just sleep with it.
And then you'll be set for the rest of your life.
Yes.
I think that your car is going to get delivered on December 26th, the day that we leave.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ordered this in what, April? March, April?
End of April. Yep.
Neat.
Super neat. Super neato.
Neat.
Super neato.
The amount of things that I've put off because I'm like, well, I don't Uber every day. Mm-hmm. Like, I could have bought 74 cars by now.
Could have bought a car every single day. You know how many Camrys we could have in our driveway right now?
To be fair, had we bought Camrys, the resale market for just about every used car right now, hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On fire.
Yeah.
On fire. Well, once you have a car, you've got no excuse for all of your resolutions. So hopefully it'll just time out really well in January. I'm not a good New Year's resolution kind of person.
I think we should do it this year.
I feel like I'm already
We owe it to the Tillys.
Okay, oh my God.
Some goals?
Stress.
We should
goals. I know, we should do a little manifesting, a little projection making, a little goal.
The manifesting, to me, I like to have-
You gave me so much shit last time I said I don't know if I really buy into manifesting.
Yeah, I guess- Maybe I'm more on your page now.
It's not that I don't believe in people's love for manifesting. I guess that I just have a more, I don't want to say realistic because I don't want to say that other people are like less realistic. I know that's not what I'm trying to say. I just personally think that I work better under the perspective that like, if I want something, I can envision it, but I don't just expect it to like show up in my lap overnight. Like, I very much am like, okay, if I want this, I have to do this every day to work towards it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I feel, there's this thing on TikTok. So I saw this TikTok.
Ding.
So I saw this TikTok the other day and it was just like this one sound. And for whatever reason, they're like, make a TikTok with this audio, put on the screen on text, like what you're manifesting. And then like a week later, like it just comes into your life. And so like, that's the side of like manifesting that I don't buy into.
I think did that start in like email circles and chains? Remember they were like, forward this right, to 74 people.
And your dreams will come true.
Or you'll die.
Or little Susie will show up in the mirror and murder your whole family.
Yeah. I'm like, but I get that. Do you really like believe in like predestinationalism? I believe that's what it is.
Whoa, I just dropped a big word.
Predestination-ism? I don't know. I think probably ism. Hold on. Pause.
Please hold for a little dictionary.com-ing.
No, it's just predestination.
Predestination.
Predestination. Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like the prequel to Final Destination.
Kind of. It's this idea of like whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think in, actually, no. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Because like anytime I've gone to like a psychic, like mm-hmm. I've also, what?
Go.
I've also just like always gone into.
Opposites attract. I really, really do. I just, that just has never been more clear to me. Every time I saw this thing on TikTok and then I'm like, oh my God, if I was like watching your dating profile, I'd be like, oh, next. But obviously that's not the case.
Right. Good. Thank God I didn't put anything about like my horoscope or anything. And I'm not big into that. I'm not like super big. So, but I think just it's like a fun experience and like whatever happens, happens. And so, but I do think like when I, the last time I went to a psychic or any time that I've only been, I don't know, a handful of times, but I go into those like readings being like, whatever they tell me right now could change the moment that I walk out and probably will change the moment I walk out. So like, I'm like, okay, even if this was 100% true, the way that I see it is that that's what they were seeing in my future in that exact moment. And then the moment that I walk out, things shift and you make decisions in every single second that can totally change like the outcome of literally anything. Like I think about how, I'm trying to think of a, I had a good example, but it was a little shady. let me find one that isn't a shady.
Oh, that one will be available on the premium version.
That'll be available on the OnlyFans. I think about even just like, had I not moved to LA, you know, like made that big decision to like move across the continent about like how different my life would be. It's like, would I have ended up with a bull terrier named Moose with those exact personality traits and like that makes him quirky?
But, okay. But like, what if you were always going to move to LA?
But like, there's just so many other decisions that have to lead up to that for that to happen.
Right.
Like it had to be like, I had to pick the university program that I was going to go to. I had to get accepted. I had to be depressed. I had to like make a YouTube channel. I had to make a blog first. And then I had to have certain videos. Like we always say that like YouTube, a portion of it is hard work, but another portion is just good luck. And so how can good luck be part of the process if it's predestinationism?
Yeah. I'm an anemone. I get it. Yeah.
Do you?
Do I believe in that?
Yeah.
No.
You just challenged my opinion so hard.
I just wanted to know why you thought that.
Yeah.
I would respect it if you did, if you didn't.
Mm-hmm. No, I wholeheartedly think that you can change your destiny. You can change your destiny at any moment.
Well, then are you really changing your destiny or are you changing your path to the destiny you're always getting to?
Oh my God, I hate that.
No, I get you. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You just make so many decisions every single day that like you were just showing me the other day, like how it works when you like plan a website and like, how each click on
when did I go through web design with you?
Remember, it's like that spider web of all of like,
oh my God, user flow?
Yeah, user flow. Yeah. That's it. Like of all the steps that
I'm like product design, but yeah.
Okay, product design. But it's like all the steps that a user could potentially like their path through the product be. And it's like that's your life, but on a 1 million billionth time scale. So it's like, how could you possibly end up in the same place?
That's a great analogy, babe.
Thank you.
Great analogy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Every person in tech and products like, I feel heard. I'm seen.
I feel seen.
Last time I talked about product people, I always said that they just take like their gallivant around the office and not really do anything. Mm-hmm. I got some shady DMs for that.
Really?
I still mean it. Yeah.
Yeah. I still am actually, yeah. I feel the exact same way and I'm here to roast you again for the second time.
No, it's all good. But yeah, okay, good. I feel good with where we land with that one.
I feel good about that too.
Yeah.
I feel good about that too.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So my brain is in shambles today and,
it's okay. We'll pick up each other's pieces.
Yeah. For sure.
That was adorable.
We all probably also maybe make one full brain. You know what I mean? Today, just okay. Like.
We should have done all our calls together and just sat there and just said, oh, sorry. She's helping me today. Right. He'll be with me today.
Yes. We'd have been, less productive as just like individuals, like overall, like we could only do half the things on our agendas. Right. Because
yeah. I really think that it's less about like doing, I guess I'm struggling currently with the idea of getting more done versus what needed to be done in the first place.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I'm like.
Like you need to prioritize your to-do list.
Well, so this week, I don't know if it was a week, 2, 3 weeks ago, someone sold my cell phone number, my email, a lot of my things to get in contact with me. Mm-hmm. And it just flooded my inbox and just life and things with just like
unnecessary.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Like static.
Yeah. Just like. Hey, Jeremy, would you be interested in doing a deal where you would be able to have all the signage here in Eastern fucking
Vegas?
Yeah, I'm just like, what? No. And it's just like, there's so much of it that it just distracts me from what I need to get done. And so through that process, I went and got, now I'm up to 4 or 5 different cell phone numbers now that I can just start like just killing when people
I got two. Phones,
a banger, by the way.
Yeah.
But point is that like I'm looking at it now, and I put my like main phone line down for a little bit, and started using my like a different one basically as like my go to, and just cut the noise. And some of the things I've noticed is that the things that I was supposed to get back to or needed to respond to, or whatever,
just go away.
Didn't need to be responded to.
Wow.
And so I'm like, well, how else can I apply that in my life?
I wish that there was an auto reply to things that don't actually need a response, because like I am someone who I get anxiety over not responding to people because I don't want to, because I'm a sensey bitch and I don't want to give off the wrong impression and like give the impression that like I don't care. You know what I mean? Like even saying no or being like, I'm not interested, but like, thank you so much. Like I wish there was a way to auto reply to mass messages without seeming like a douchebag. Cause having an auto reply on to be like, thank you so much for reaching out. No, thank you. Like that's fucking rude. And like, that is not socially acceptable in the workplace. But I do think that there's something there in exchange for not having to just ignore someone, because like there's just realistically no, especially for you and like your inbox and all the messages that you get, like it is physically impossible for you to respond to everything.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that like some of those opportunities and conversations aren't going to be really great, but it's just like when you have that much noise in your life, like the way that you do, like how can you possibly manage all of that?
I would add on to that to say, it's not that I wouldn't be able to respond to everybody. Mm-hmm. I have to make a choice. Do I want to spend my life responding to people? Mm-hmm. Or do I want to spend my life actively having more new conversations with people to do the thing that I want to do?
Right.
It's like that happy medium sometimes means neither of them get done.
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to figure out. And that's going to be part of my 2022. Yeah.
Whoa. This is so off topic, but I saw this on TikTok today and I am just so, I've been thinking about this all day and you're going to laugh because this is like a very pea brain moment of me that like, I don't know why it's been so sticky.
I think that I'm going to give you a lot more credit than you think I'm going to give you.
Why is 11 not 1T1? 20, what? 22, 33, 44, 55, 11. Why 11? 1D1. Like, I just can't stop thinking about it. 66, 77, 88, 99.
Uh-huh.
Why 10 or why 11? 1T1. 12, 13, 14, 15.
Don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 1, 12, 13, 14.
A lot of things about English doesn't really add up.
I'm mad. It doesn't make sense.
The whole concept that language got splintered at some point and became what it is today also makes me go, huh?
I feel so bad for people who English is not their first language and they have to learn English. What a stupid and complicated language.
Yeah.
Like imagine having to, I would say a large majority of people who speak English as a first language can't figure out which fucking there to use. Like imagine English not being your first language and having to navigate that.
Yeah.
Impossible.
I couldn't learn anybody else's language and I know that theirs is a lot easier than mine.
Than ours, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the word that you were just saying the other day that you have to always, like in your brain, you're like, does this look right?
Acquisition. No, I only have to 47 times check it over because my title is literally Senior Director of NFT Acquisition.
Oh, so you don't want to butcher that one?
My own title? Yeah. No, it's like, and I know, I type it in like 99.9% of the time. There's no keystrokes. It's all good. Of course I know how to spell my own title.
Right.
But man, the one time that I don't, I'm going to feel, look real stupid.
I have a friend who applied to an Ivy School of Business.
Oh no.
Ivey.
Stop.
School of Business.
No.
And one of the smartest friends that I've ever had in my Got entire in? Life. What?
Did they get in?
Got in. But their whole entire application essay, Ivy. Ivy, the whole application. Also just like-
Wait, Ivy?
Ivy. The school spells it Ivey.
Got it.
The entire essay was Ivey.
I bet that school sees that a lot.
Okay, but like it's a very, very prestigious, like hard to get into program.
Right.
So like there's the possibility if you got the wrong like recruiter acceptor person that they would just be like, oh, like you didn't do the due diligence.
I mean, it's a perfect example of whoever you caught on the wrong day.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, you didn't do the due diligence to like learn the name of the school that you want to go to. Not even read the essay.
I think this is a great time to tell everybody who's applying to college right now mm-hmm. and starting to get letters that if you get a rejection letter, it's all fucking good. Doesn't matter. Don't put that much pressure on it.
I didn't get any rejection letters.
Wouldn't it be nice for someone to relate to that? People like the world is over. I didn't get into the college I thought I wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
Man, college is, I just have like such a weird perspective on American college. It's such a crazy, like different environment.
Did you want to elaborate or just say that you had a crazy
It's just so expensive. Like, it's so crazy to me. Like, in Canada, for the most part, like, all of the universities, although some of them kind of, like, have programs that are known to be better for, like, kinesiology or business or whatever, like, for the most part, across the board, universities are about the same price. Like, unless you're an out-of-country, like, international student, for the most point...
Or they ramp up the price for them?
Yeah, it's expensive. It's really expensive. But for the most part, like... It's the same price to go to most universities.
Right.
And then I just like, I see.
So why do so many Canadians want to come to American for med school?
For med school?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know anything about med school. Didn't happen to be one of the ones I looked into. Got it. But it just like, when I see the scale and like the variety, the range of prices to go to college in America, I'm like, oh my, like, I don't think I even knew that there were options to go to affordable college until we had that conversation where you said like, oh no, you can go to like your-
I went to Rock Valley College for my freshman year. I think my credits were like 100 some dollars an hour.
So what does that equate to? Like,
it was like I went to school for like $4,000, $5,000.
Right. Like I didn't even know that was an option until you said that. Like I just assumed that everyone's college was 30 grand a year.
Yeah, and that's not.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. In Canada, all my options, like all the schools that I applied to, which were all within province. And I'm actually realizing now that maybe, I wonder if schools province to province, if you were to go out of province is more expensive.
Well, like there's in-state tuition, out-of-state tuition as well. So I would assume that would be the case.
Yeah, that makes sense. Canadians, let me know. Because I only applied to schools in Ontario, but they were all kind of like $6,000 to $7,000 tuition a year.
Do you think that like, you know how if a product ends up going bad and they do like a class action lawsuit, you get those emails. They're like, hey, submit to get whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think you could submit to get a little bit back from X university since Ryerson became a little questionable? Seems like the product, it devalued itself.
Oh my God. Yeah. I think they also, and I don't want to take credit for this, but I think my program changed their curriculum by a lot. And I don't want to say that like I was, I expedited that process. I talked so much shit about the program. Like every single interview when people were like, how did you start your YouTube channel? Like that is like the number one most common question in an interview. And I was like, the answer was I hated my university program at Ryerson University, graphic communications management. And I don't think that I was doing a great job advertising for that specific program.
Oddly enough, I didn't even get a degree from Kentucky and I thought it was great.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
And also like, don't they always include you in their like alumni stuff?
It's starting to become a little bit more prevalent, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that for you. That's great.
There's only, I don't know, 100 different people in my inbox right now who are like, hey, by the way, if you ever wanted to come get your MBA, I'm like, we need to get the first degree first. Actually, imagine. I said that, I got a half dozen people just like sarcastically, and one was like, not in all cases.
Like, we make an exception for you. Oh, well, it's like,
I'm gonna head on. Let me just add my master's to something else I want to do for my list.
Casey Neistat went to MIT.
Well, he was in the fellowship program.
Oh, is that how that works? Oh.
He told me the other day. Yeah. He's the first fellow to go to MIT who didn't graduate high school.
I love that for him. That's iconic.
That would be my Twitter bio.
That would be 100% my Twitter bio as well too. Like my email sign off, like everything. It'd be my signature for sure.
Actually, that'd be a fun goal. Can I get a doctorate without having a bachelor's degree by the time it's all over? Like an honorary doctorate.
Yeah.
Without buying a building. Because then they just, you know.
They just give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's my new goal. That's it. Forget everything I just said. I'm going to stay unhealthy. Okay. I'm going to send the car back. I just want an honorary doctorate.
Okay. So that's the 2022 goal.
Yeah. We'll do everything else 2023.
2022 feels like a good year. I mean, I feel this way about ages too, but I like when it's an even number. Okay. It feels better to me.
This year was actually quite good in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, in some ways, we're thriving.
In some ways, we're thriving.
Some ways, we're not.
Some ways, we're really not thriving. Some ways, we're really not thriving.
But some things are definitely thriving.
Some things are definitely thriving. Thriving and surviving.
Yeah.
Thriving and surviving.
Thriving and.
I mean, no, let's be very clear. Today, I am bothered and unthriving.
Got it.
Yeah.
I was very bothered and unthriving sharing a double-sized bed with you last week.
I also was bothered and unthriving sharing a double-sized bed with you yesterday.
You're a very large, small person tonight.
Thank you so much. You're a loud, complainy, loud person. Oh, wait, no, sorry. You're a large
well said.
And loud,
yeah, I'll keep it going.
Complainy person. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm. You know what Jeremy's thing is that he picks and chooses his times where he wants to argue that like it's a 50-50 split or if he should get like 60-40 because he's a bigger person. So it's not across the board. So like if we split like a cheesecake or something and like
100% 0%.
Right, 100% 0%.
We should never be splitting cheesecakes. We should be getting two cheesecakes.
We should be.
Okay, take another
That's
example.
An exception. That's
take another example. Yeah, we know this. We know this. And by the way, I want to have a little bit of yours as well.
Right, so it's like 120% and 80%.
Yeah, 130, it's fine.
Okay, sure. I'm realistically, I'm lactose intolerant. I should probably only get like 30%. You could do 170.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another example. Like just say someone gave us a piece of cake at a party and there was only one left. So it wasn't our choice that like we had to share.
Right.
Fun fact about Jeremy, he despises sharing food. Despises it.
And I did it before it was cool. COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right. So when you like think of couples who are like, yeah, like we just like the same things. So we'll like order a few things and share all of them. That's not us. You'll never catch the Laura and me duo doing that.
Get your own. Order another one. Sir, she wants one of another. Yeah. I wanted to buy. No. Get her a whole one. Don't touch mine.
That is word for word exactly what happens at every single meal. But so just say we were given like this piece of cake, not by choice, had to share. He would say, oh, no, I'm bigger. So I get 60, you get 40, right? And like, that's the same thing with the bed. Because you're bigger, you're like, I get 60, you get 40.
Whether I need 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 doesn't matter because I'm getting 10 and you're getting 90.
But then if like, we have to take the trash cans out and we both live here, you're like, no, this is 50-50. We both live here.
Right, but you're taking over 50% of the bed.
I'm not.
Lauren.
You have no idea how much bigger you are and that you think you're taking half, but like, just because your entire width of your body is half the bed and you want to flail around.
The amount of times I like woke up, I'm on the edge and your knee is in my back and I'm like, Lauren.
Oh, I mean, I sleep in a ball for sure, but I'm on my side. Ah! So anyways, thank you in advance,
Alexa,
Purple Mattress.
Play My Side by Lord DIY.
Let's not. So anyways, you can say thank you to Purple Mattress who is going to be sending your mother a queen size mattress.
Yes.
So excited.
I'm excited too.
I was just having a conversation on another podcast that I did with Hannah Berner today about how relationships can be so much more harmonious if you have your own blanket.
Okay.
Is it the Swedes who sleep in separate beds?
Swedes, yeah.
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 I am too clingy for...
The Nordic region, I believe.
Oh, it's the Nordic.
Yeah.
You would think that it's kind of cold there, right? You would think that they would want the body
heat.
Gonna need
to pause real quick as well. Everyone who tried to come for me in the comments last week...
About what?
About Portugal and Lisbon being in Spain.
Oh.
Sarcasm, guys. I know where it is. She didn't know where it was.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know where it was.
Oh.
I thought Portugal was in Spain for a very long time.
I actually
saw some of those comments and I was like,
I think the Sillies are my, like, the best friends and we would be total friends in real life, whatever, until I see things like that. I'm like, how could you not know that I was kidding?
Yeah, that's tough. Anyway. I mean, it's just like, it was all the scrutiny that I had received at one point from you, but then it was now targeted at you. And it was a little enjoyable for me, if I'm being honest. It was pretty nice at that moment. I had a small moment, okay, where I didn't realize that Portugal was not in Spain. Update, not in Spain.
Not in Spain.
But something exciting is that we're thinking about going on a little vacay the first week of January or second week of January or so.
After a minor meltdown, yeah.
After a minor meltdown. I go ahead, sorry, go ahead.
No, actually. You go ahead.
Travel is an anxiety trigger for me, for sure. And so I'm thinking about all the anxiety that I have towards Christmas travel, like going to and fro Canada, like going from to and from countries when you have a visa is very stressful. If you get the wrong border patrol agent person, like how I did when we were coming back from Cabo, Mexico, over to the States, like every time, even though I am so legally here, it hurts. Like I've been legally here for 6 years now. It makes you sweat and you stumble over your words because if you just get the wrong person, you just get absolutely fucked. Anyway, travel is anxiety provoking and triggering for me. And so thinking about going home to Canada and like, obviously I'm so excited to be home. So excited that we're even able to go home this year to go see my family at Christmas. So like just that travel in itself is already like weighing heavily on me in terms of anxiety. So then thinking about doing that trip and then flying back and only being home for a few days and like not being able to fully reset before getting on another plane and traveling, even though like while we're in both of those destinations, I'm going to be having a great time and I'll feel great and it'll be totally like normal and stable. It's like the actual travel days on either side of both of those trips make my brain want to explode.
Yes.
So anyways, had a minor meltdown about that. Jeremy was like, let's go somewhere fun. And I was like, I can't go somewhere fun. But I think that now I can go somewhere fun. It is very stressful to be up in my brain. I've said this a million times. It is very stressful to be in this brain.
Listening back to the podcast from the week before and hearing us talk about how we had never gotten in a fight or we had gotten in one argument.
Mm-hmm.
And then remembering that, but 3 days later, we literally got in an argument over traveling. And I was like, oh my God.
Did we?
Yeah, it was a little bit of like a, I would say we had a disagreement over, I guess I felt like we were going to get to here.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted us to get here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. I remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just also needed time to process. And my initial reaction was like, I don't know if I can. And then you were like, well, then fine. Let's not go. I don't want to go.
I was like, yeah, let's not go. And you're like, well, maybe I do want to go. And I'm like, oh my God.
And then look at now I want to go.
Yep.
I want to go. So anyway, and also too, like, I think we agreed that like, we're not going to go anywhere crazy. Like we're not going to fly more than like 4 hours or anything. Like it's not going to be a hardcore trip.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
So yeah, I think we agreed that we're going to go somewhere within like 4 hours, keep it chill, keep it calm, and go on like a little chill vacation. Because it's true, like the first week of January, like that first couple weeks is the most calm portion of the entire year.
Yep. I don't know if that's going to work out really schedule-wise, but yeah.
We're not going anymore?
I don't know. Like
I just mentally prepared myself.
I know. I got to figure it out.
Okay. Well, either way, I'm mentally prepared in the event that we do go. You know what I was not mentally prepared for today? Life itself.
Good transition, Lauren.
What?
That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was good. That was like someone like wrote a cue card and was like, You know, I wasn't prepared for today. Life. And it was just really, it was well planned out. I liked it.
Thank you so much. As a listener, you enjoyed that?
Yeah. As a listener, I enjoyed that. That was good.
That's so nice.
It was a good setup.
I'm like having one of those days where everything is going just like a little bit wrong. Like I didn't have like any catastrophic event. Like one thing that was like the tipping point. It's like just when everything is going a little bit wrong. And then you have like that one snag. It's like where you're in a rush and you're pissed off and you're like overheating.
Is that what that is?
Murphy's Law?
Yeah. Isn't it Murphy's? Yeah. No, like anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
That even feels too heavy though, because it's not everything's going completely wrong. It's just like a little wrong. And it's like when you're in a rush, you're panicking, you're late, you're overheating. And then like the belt loop of your pants gets caught on like a drawer or a door handle. And you just want to like absolutely fucking scream. I'm having one of those days today.
It's Murphy's Law.
Is Murphy's Law?
Yeah. And an adage typically stated, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. It's a bad mindset. Fuck Murphy. Murphy sucks.
Yeah, fuck Murphy. What a pessimist.
Anything that can go right also can go right too.
I wish I had that little mantra earlier today.
You want to just record it in your phone? And whenever you're having stress times, you just hit it?
No, that's one of those things where it's like, if like I played that, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Like it'd be like one of those moments where it's like, when, you know what I mean? Like it's just one of those things where you don't actually want
to. Oh, you want to tell me the thing that I already know?
Yeah. That's so nice. Thank you so much. It's so helpful.
Yeah.
So I'm having one of those days. And the worst part is that because it's Vlogmas and you're making a video every fucking day, I was just like annoyed with myself on camera. So I was like, ugh, like I hate the way my hair looks today. Like my skin is freaking out. I like don't like the way that I'm saying things right now. Like I hate the way that like I'm shooting this. The lighting is bad and that's pissing me off. And so like, I'm really nervous that this video is going to just be like emulating my like sourness.
Yeah.
On the second half of the vlog. So hopefully it's not. And it's also Vlogmas day 2 as we're recording this. So it's like, I literally only posted one video out of the 25 and like no one's going to watch my video if I'm a little bitch.
I will say it's becoming so incredibly apparent and real and clear to me that the way you start something is so important. So important.
Oh my God. So important.
Like if you get a bad start.
Yes.
Everything after it is like a catch up to the place. The way it's like, it'd be better just like, clean start, stop,
yep.
And start the way you're supposed again. To.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I even think about that when I did track. And it's like, if I wasn't happy with the way that like, I literally started the first like 10 meters of the race, your mindset is just absolutely shot the whole time because you're like, I'm catching up. Like,
yeah, and I think it's because I don't know about you. I don't think about the start of a project. I think about the end of it. I think about what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
And I'm so focused on it, And so when I do get started and it's not the way that I think it's going to,
right.
I immediately lose focus of where I even wanted to go anyway. And it's like, now I'm just focused on the thing that's behind. It's so clear.
It's so clear.
Why is everything so clear when you think about it when you're not in like the moment?
Well, personally, it's because my brain is doing 45 somersaults in chaos and panic for most of the day. I actually started for my, like my main channel videos. I'll like write out a few bullet points of things that I for sure want to hit in the intro because the same thing. Like if I feel like the intro wasn't strong, why would anyone watch the rest of the video? Even if the content on like the last 25% of the video is strong, if the intro is not strong, no one's gonna fucking care. There's like, there's too much content for your intro to be shitty.
I think we need help, a little more help next year. Help? In general. We need some help.
I need help in every.
I need help in every
respect way. Of the word. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like my to-do list, the problem is my to-do list for the things that are only impacting me mm-hmm. get put off to the very end.
Yeah.
And then I'm putting myself last.
I think you need a personal assistant. And again, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to realize that I am actually accepting currently right now in this moment that it needs to be your idea and not mine. So in a couple months when we roll around and you're hiring a personal assistant.
Well, the reason that like that's a no non-starter right now for me is the thought of having a personal assistant means there's one more person that I have to organize.
To manage, yeah. I know, yeah. I know. And I mean, onboarding someone who is an extension of you is very difficult and it can be a really tedious process. And so I get that. Like I know people who are too, I mean, it's just getting over that like that initial hump of like, onboarding someone and like having them understand things. But like, I think about the returns that I know that you've been planning to make in the garage for like months and months and months. And I'm like, oh, like I wish I just like had an extension of you to like, that you could be like, I need this to hear, this to hear, this to hear.
Yep.
Cause I think also too, like even though it's like mundane things, like doing a return to like Amazon, that stuff piles up.
Literally. And I don't mean like, figuratively.
Physically, I mean, literally in our garage, it piles up.
Yeah. And that's like the same thing in my brain as well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's physical and mental clutter.
I guess, and maybe I think I'm so special, but like my only fear is I just think that I deal with too much sensitive information.
Yeah, it's true. And I know that like, that's obviously a big concern, but I also think that like someone dropping, you know, clothes off at like a donation store, like you could probably find someone to do that without having to give them your passwords.
Right, but there's a lot that goes into that as well that are not just, hey, drop this off.
No, I know, I totally get it. I mean, yeah. It just can't touch money related stuff and passwords and.
Yeah, there's a lot of that shit.
I get it. I think eventually there's a world where it'll make sense, but maybe not right now.
I think eventually we'll have a live-in help. That's what I think.
A live-in help?
Yeah.
We would need a bigger house, I think, to have a live-in help.
I think that's a goal too.
Yeah, that could be a goal
2022,
too.
2022, babe.
2022.
And take over the world.
You think we're going to move next year?
I think we can make enough money to be able to move next year.
I love that you have that confidence in us.
Me too.
I love that confidence.
I would like a movie theater.
To think about fucking moving right now and having to pack. Oh my God. Like,
can we just think about the end and not think about the beginning?
Literally, I'm thinking at the beginning right now. I'm like,
yeah. To be fair, there are two types of people: people that are only focusing on the end, and there are people that are only focusing on the process to get there.
Right.
Very few, I think, do both well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're so true. I think I weigh too heavily on the process that it outweighs how great the outcome could be.
Yeah.
And I stress myself out.
I get you.
Yeah. I think that's where I fall in that category.
Yeah, I get you.
So I think like this podcast and my vlog today, I'm just gonna be fully transparent and just be like, I am having a mental breakdown. I am freaking out over little things that don't matter at all. And they will not matter tomorrow. And I'm so sorry if this vlog was depressing.
This is a podcast.
No. But I feel like we are relaying that information here on the podcast as well. And I'm also gonna relay that information. And so like, luckily these pieces of content will come out like a week apart. So it's not like it'll be a full day of like sad shit. This podcast wasn't that sad.
No, it's not sad.
It's not sad.
I would be sad.
It's not sad.
We don't do sad podcasts.
We don't do sad podcasts.
Okay, we've done like one or two.
I what was that one podcast that I was sobbing? That was when my anxiety was really bad.
Good times.
Super good times.
Good. See, Lauren, things are not that bad right now.
Ebbs and flows, baby.
Ebbs and flows.
Ebbs and flows.
Yep.
No, like things are good right now. Things are not good like right now, but like things are good
things
right
now. Things are good right now.
I just mean like in this current moment of me and my vlog today.
Yeah.
Things are not great.
Yeah.
Things are not great.
But you know, a little through line, people are going to be excited when it does get good.
Yes.
Or maybe it's going to get worse. Who knows?
Well, shit. I think I fall victim to like producing so much content that I'm putting too much pressure on myself to like make each piece of content really good.
Yeah.
Like this is going to sound brutal, but like we are going for quantity over quality this month. Like I want to do both, obviously too.
We're
but
going
like
for consistency.
Consistency, that's a great way to put it. That's the sales tying that I needed. Like the quality is obviously
consistent output.
Consistent output.
Yeah.
But there's just like and I mean like my viewers are so great and
I hate me.
I hated that. No, hey, I love you. I said I hated that. I hated that. That's
well,
what I said.
That and me were very connected a moment ago.
Okay. Well, I hated none of that because I love you. How's that? How'd I do?
Fake and I accept it.
Okay, great. Yeah. I love that. people, I feel like, are much more welcoming to the idea of skipping a day for mental health. Like, I feel like when people...
I don't feel like that's the case in my profession, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I genuinely don't understand how... I remember, like, when I worked as a server and I was doing, like, 14-hour days, like, 6 days a week, and, like, I was unwell. Like, I only worked, went home and slept and came back. Like, it was brutal for so many weeks on end in the summer in Niagara Falls. And I called in sick one day because I was just, like, physically and mentally unwell.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, come in. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this is brutal. This is horrible. And I think about that all the time, about how, like, you don't really have mental health days the same way that, like, you would if you were really physically sick. And sometimes that shit is worse.
Yeah.
I can think of so many times where my mental health was way worse than, like, a cold, but I was allowed to, like, not be at work because I had a cold. But, like, okay, what about my brain? My brain is sick.
I think we just know so little about the brain. I think it's hard for us to, like, put into words why we need to prioritize the thing that no one else can see.
Right, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I still get mad at him all the time. His name was...
Fuck you.
I mean, he was really nice outside.
No, fuck you. I talked to my girl like that.
I literally remember making the call and I was so nervous and I had written out my phone what I wanted to say.
Yeah, literally, I was so nervous.
And he was like, no.
So you're not sick? Come here.
I literally, and I was like, okay, I'll be there.
I get that.
Oh, it's stressful being in this brain.
I get it, babe. It's I get it. What's up this weekend, this week? What's going on? We have cool parties to go to.
This week?
Oh, I have a cool party to go to.
What the fuck?
You're not going. Never mind.
I'm not invited.
No, remember?
Oh, that's next week.
Yeah.
That's next week. Yeah. But I'm going to Big Bear next week. So when this vlog goes up, I'm on my way to Big Bear.
I'm going to be such a degenerate while you're gone.
That's
oh,
fine.
I can't wait.
It's totally fine.
I say that, you come back. Babe, did you label and organize all of the garage? Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Did you find the label maker?
Yeah. Me and this had a six pack, went into the garage and just labeled things.
I love that idea.
All week.
Yeah, that sounds super fun. So I'm only gone for like 3 days. Mm. So don't get super excited.
Mm.
But yeah, I love Big Bear.
Block party, all the Tillys are invited.
Block party, all the Tillys are invited. Are you doxing us right now?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Head on over to El Segundo and...
Oh my God. I don't know if I would ever want to live in El Segundo. That seems too out of the way.
Seems like it's next to LAX.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like it's too out of the way.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Yeah, I'm good on El Segundo.
So you're going to Big Bear. What else are you doing? Is there any big Vlogmas plans, things to look forward to? Or is it just like a consistent output?
I mean, quantity, not quality.
I get it.
I mean, Big Bear is like kind of like the highlight, I feel like, of my Vlogmas.
The Big Bear is the low light for me. Because Big Bear, is always you're always stressed going into Big Bear.
Okay, so Big Bear became like a much bigger thing than it used to be the last couple of years.
Yeah, but I've been hearing the story about how Big Bear has become a bigger thing than it used to be since the first Big Bear I heard of.
Well, guess what? Big Bear, small thing this year. Very excited. It's going to be calm, cool, collected.
I'm glad I have all that on videotape. That's great.
Calm, cool, and collected like a cucumber. Cool like a cucumber.
And real quick, Jeremy, show me where the videotape is. What? Videotape? Why would I say videotape?
Did you say videotape?
I said videotape.
It didn't even register as weird to me because we're old as fuck now.
Oh my God. Yeah. Can we just, cut the film? Thank you.
Yeah. Can we roll the tape?
Whatever. No, I'm going to be 30 next month.
Holy shit. Your birthday's next month. Oh my God. I always forget that like after Christmas is so like as soon as the year ends, it's your birthday.
Yep.
Wait, should we do something? Should we get travel for your birthday instead of January? Because we can't do both.
Maybe, probably not.
But what do we, let's do something fun for your birthday.
I want to do something fun for my birthday. I actually know what I'm going to do for my birthday.
Am I invited?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not because I'm here because nice. It's a thing that people could go to, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I want to do for my birthday maybe this year is I want to do a laser tag. Lily did laser tag for her birthday and it looked so fun.
Listen. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Like, I feel like you have a little drinkies, you have a little snackies and a little cake.
I think it's dangerous to run around a bunch of like hard surfaces drunk, but yeah.
Does that not sound fun though?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty lit.
Yeah.
I feel like all the things that were fun as kids to do as like for your birthday parties are now just fun again once you add a little alcohol to it. You don't need to add alcohol to things for it to be fun. I want to be very clear here. I'm not condoning the idea that alcohol equals more fun, but the idea of going in a jump and bounce, a jump house, a jump castle, bounce house, after a few sangrias or a mimosa or two sounds really fun.
But after a few sangrias, I would puke.
Maybe just one sangria.
Heavy grape juice.
Heavy. Okay. What kind of sangrias are you drinking?
Gross ones.
The wrong ones.
Yeah. Gross ones.
It shouldn't be a heavy grape juice.
I'm excited. Tillers, hit us up with the last things you want to hear before the last of the...
I
said Tillers.
Think that Tillers are sticking.
I said Tillers. Tillers. No D.
You know what I feel happening? It's like when we have a new nickname for...
And it just sticks?
For Moose. No, it sticks, but then it evolves into something else.
Like Tilly Willies.
Yeah, Tilly Willies. And then it becomes just the Willies, and then it becomes the Willards. And then at the end, you're just like so far from the initial word. I can feel it happening.
Uh-huh. By the way, we're watching Dope Sick right now.
I was going to say
very
that.
Good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very, very,
very
good.
Very depressing, but very good.
Yes. Eye-opening.
Yeah.
Yeah, eye-opening.
Yeah.
And depressing. Depressing is it's a pretty heavy show for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
Like, not something you'd want to watch every day forever, but for 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's good for when everyone's with their family for Christmas, all locked
Thanksgiving.
Up. Hop in there, just watch some things, really get some political opinions thrown around. It'll be fun.
It'll be super fun.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be a good time.
Well, Tillys, it was good hanging out with you this week. If you haven't already subscribed, like, and give it a 5-star rating. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
That's it.
That's it.
No, I just feel like, you know, we're like kind of like best friends at Tillys now. Also, because like we're 200,000.
We're inching there. I'm so excited. Also, someone wanted to do business and talk about a brand deal with me over Discord. Very weird. Very odd.
Lord, when I tell you that I have way too many people trying to do that just exact thing. Yeah.
I said, I will not message you back, but here's my Twitter.
Well, my favorite thing is like when I'm getting that exact thing
and
on either side of it, I'm getting like crypto and NFT spam, like notifications popping off in my face. And someone's like, so what we're thinking is we'll come to the table. I'm like, oh my God, too many mixed signals. Too many.
Too many mixed signals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too many ways to be contacted.
In my next life, I'm going to spam people. That's what I'm going to do.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm excited. It seems like a much more stress-free life.
Like reversal karma.
Hmm. Yeah, it doesn't stick. Didn't stick at all.
Yeah.
Anything else to say to the Tiller Willers?
The Tiller Willy Willies?
Yeah.
Go sub to the vlog channel. Vlogmas every single day. No. I'm so sorry if day two is a little depressing.
No. This is not an ad for Lore DIY Vlogs.
Craftopia, new holiday episode streaming on Crave Canada and HBO Max.
This is not an ad for Craftopia.
Lore DIY, youtube.com/LoreDIY for the main channel. Posting every week. And then taking 2 weeks off in January. And I'm so excited.
You're taking 2 weeks off?
Hmm?
We're taking 2 weeks off? This is the only place they're going to hear from you for 2 weeks?
We are also taking 2 weeks off.
You're taking 2 weeks off?
Yes, we're taking 2 weeks off.
Oh, guys, this is fantastic. I'm going to miss you, but
someone was like, please tell me you're posting more in December, like while everyone's on vacation. And I'm like, no, I also would like to take a vacation. They wanted double podcast episodes every week.
Can we cast people to be us and see how long it takes for like people to notice?
People would notice?
Yeah.
You know what? I feel like tall, white tech bros, decent amount of half Asian girls, we all kind of look similar. I don't think it'd be that difficult. You know how many Hoppa girls that I use their fake IDs? 3 different girls.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just bouncers being like dumb.
I looked like all of them.
I have no comment.
As a white male, I have no comment.
I would like to end the pod on a slightly more uplifting note.
Sub to the vlog channel, vlogs every day until Christmas. Wow! Bye.
Bye. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love
to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.